The test of despotic power is that it can disregard the will of the people. It rules without the consent of the governed.
No one who is trying to answer the question of who this society is being built for, I don't feel like any of them are being honest about what any of this is. I don't feel like we've been told the truth about much of it at all, because if we were told the truth about it, I think there would be a revolution tomorrow. That is what I think. Or even today, maybe. I think people would reject this. I don't think people would willingly want to go into this. I don't know, even the most hyper-optimistic tech bro, I mean, unless you're just straight lying to yourself, there is no way to look at the things that are happening right now and not see the level of Orwellian hellscape that is being erected around everyone at this time.
This is what Walmart's new AI system says when you call to ask for help.
This call and your voice may be recorded for quality or other business purposes, including fraud prevention.
Your call and your voice will be recorded for quality or other business purposes, including fraud prevention. I like how they put that at the end to kind of make your brain feel like it's a safe thing. It's not, because I looked into what other business purposes could be, and it is not limited to AI training, voice cloning data sets, emotion tracking, behavioral analysis, customer profiling, speech recognition systems. What ethically could you use that for?
And if you say that online, what you'll get told by bots is that you need to go touch grass. Well, I don't think you realize they're putting up cameras on the freaking grass everywhere now. Like in 1984, in George Orwell's 1984, the woods, you know, going in the woods, this is the ultimate illusion of privacy. You're going to nature. But the nature right now is being filmed. You're being filmed everywhere you go, at everything you do. You're being turned into data. Like you're being atomized into your data. Everything you do is being data collected, so that your behavior can be modified and controlled. Right now, they've got the digital price tags rolling out in Walmarts, supposedly all of the Walmarts by the end of this year, major grocery stores like Kroger, and they're just putting out these price tags that can be updated via computers and informed via AI. And people are very concerned about what is been termed surveillance pricing, and there's a huge push to try and make it seem like that's not what's going on and that's not what could happen.
New lawsuit claims gas stations are actually using AI to drive up prices at the pump. California drivers are suing seven companies, including BP, Circle K, 7-Eleven, and Walmart. They claim they're using an AI tool called Calibrate with a K to adjust prices based on confidential data. The lawsuit claims this has increased gas prices by as much as 30 cents a gallon.
But there's really no reason that anyone should trust anything positive is going to come out of this other than extracting the most wealth for corporations.
The holy grail for a long time has been, what if we could charge every single person the maximum amount that we know they're able to or willing to pay?
Just on the face of it, there's no reason why corporations would go out of their way putting in these expensive systems across their entire store chains just to save you money. Why would they do that? Why would they want to do that? In the same stores that have been raking in record profits.
Walk into any grocery store, and on average, everything is about 30% more expensive than it was in 2020. What if someone is charged $2 for these eggs, but another person is charged $2.40 at the same exact store?
Despite corporations acting like this is not how this is going to work, the way the infrastructure of this system is being put into place can very easily work. Is it can use your data footprint to give you an individualized, personalized price based on what they think they can get you to pay.
How much money do you make? What's your mom's salary?
Do you have a trust fund? A few weeks ago, I tried to use people's personal data to overcharge them for snacks.
Can I look through your social media?
Look through my social media?
This guy lifts, he drinks a lot of water.
It didn't go well.
Everything's $4 for you. For you, $2.
For me, $2?
This is the future massive corporations are building.
There's proof that this has already been happening. More Perfect Union did an experiment 6 months ago, and they brought a bunch of people into a room, and they had them get on an Instacart app and buy the same 20 items. So all of these people were in the same room. They were buying the same 20 items from the same store. They should have 20 of the exact same totals for those items, shouldn't they? They should, but that is not what happened.
We're in the same room, the same address ordering, and we still had different prices.
The items had upwards of 3 different prices offered.
Katie analyzed the data.
The greatest difference was about a 70-cent spread. For eggs, the prices varied from $4.59 to $4.69 down to $4.28.
You're the highest.
I'm not surprised. What I've come to understand is that a lot of things that we do online is predicated on algorithms.
There were at least 4 different prices that everyone was given. These were the same exact food items, and there was a difference between what someone sitting on the same couch with someone else was paying between those two people.
These systems are so massive that you need scale to even try. We recruited volunteers, over 400 people. Same process. Everyone opens Instacart. Same store, same items. The team verified every entry, cross-checked every screenshot, built the database. And when the data came back, I gotta be honest, I stared at it for a while because what we found was weird. Some people were charged about $114 for the 20 items. Others, nearly $124.
This wasn't in one or two cases. This was the lion's share of shoppers for the lion's share of items.
If you zoom in, nearly 3 out of 4 products had different prices during the experiments. 4 different prices for Wheat Thins, 5 different prices for eggs, 3 prices for peanut butter. The system sorted people into price groups, where each person was charged the same for every item. For this test, there were 4 price groups, same cart, same store, same moment.
And despite acting like that's not how this can be used and that's not what's happening, there are patents that show that that absolutely is how this can be done. There's this patent, for example, systems and methods for price optimization in a retailer. Optimization, that word is being thrown around so much lately, and I guess they're using it because people hear optimization and they think that must be good. It's being optimized. But really, I've not heard this word lately in a way that's actually positive. Every time I see it, it's something like this, okay? So this was published in 2022. And if you scroll down into this patent and you look at how they're doing this, they're using segmentation criteria. And if you look at what that is, we're not just talking about demographics, which I thought we were told that discrimination based upon things like age, sex, and household income was bad. But apparently that's fine if you do it with AI. I don't know. But most of this is about your behavior. This is psychologically based. So you have buying behavior, current past purchasing history, and then something called behavioral economics factor, which is just so euphemistic, I had to go look that up. These are psychological, social, and emotional elements that influence your decision-making. So all of that is being extracted from all of your data and then being used to make a price, which they claim they're not doing this. I love that too, by the way, how corporations file patents for just heinous, horrible, awful things that are actually to the detriment of humanity. And then always go, but you know, just because we filed a patent for it and went out of our way to do that doesn't mean we're actually going to use it or anything. And you're supposed to just think, yeah, they just did that for shits and giggles. It's ridiculous. But again, if 20 people can go into a room and purchase the same 20 items from the same store and get 5 different prices, something's going on, yeah. So that's the kind of future we're talking about. I mean, it doesn't have to be called a social credit score. They don't have to officially say you have a social credit score if quietly behind the scenes in some opaque process that none of us have access to, we're being judged in some kind of way that makes our eggs cost more than the person sitting next to us when we buy them from the same store. And this system is so dehumanizing. It basically turns you into food for machines because you just become your data.
Did you realize that this TV right here is a Walmart tracking device to track you at home? Walmart bought Vizio Television. When they did that, they acquired millions of people's data. And more importantly than just the TV itself, they acquired the data system.
Walmart initially started selling these TVs at a loss. Sounds great, right? Cheap TVs. But it turns out it was a Trojan horse. Once you installed these TVs, they started spying on you, monitoring your every move, what you watch, what you pause on, what you flip through. It collects all that information and sends it back to its very profitable advertising division.
But here's how it works. You pay $598 for the TV. You get it home, you unbox it, you plug it in, and you realize you can't operate it without a Walmart account. Any Vizio televisions that have been manufactured in 2026 require a Walmart account. SmartCast is the operating system that lives inside the TV. It runs all your apps like Netflix and YouTube. It controls your home screen. And most importantly, the ad data system. What it does is detect what you're watching, even from cable boxes, game consoles, or DVDs, and your cell phone connected to the Walmart app. Now they will tie in what you and your family watch, search, and buy to relentlessly market you into their store. Even more Orwellian than that, linking your TV to your purchases, to your location. And look at the deceptive pricing scheme. $238 for the TCL 50-inch and $178 for the Vizio.
It's weaponized data. It's weaponized against you. It's weaponized in a way that can extract the most wealth out of you. That's what it is. And I really quickly, I just want to point out, this is not dynamic pricing, which we've all kind of grown accustomed to, even though I do think that's also being used as a way to gouge people, which basically says that, oh, you know, like if you're trying to buy a plane ticket during a holiday weekend, you're probably going to pay more than if you buy a plane ticket at some random Tuesday, right? But this is not that. This is now a lawsuit that's been filed after somebody is accusing JetBlue, in just one example of surveillance pricing, when his plane ticket price went up $230 in a single day and he posted about it on social media and how insane that was. And somebody from the airline itself came on social media and suggested that he clear his cash and cookies and book through an incognito browser to get a better price. The only thing you can take from that response is that the reason his price is so high is because it's specifically him and it's specifically his data that's being used to inform the price that he's being charged. And then the person from the company deleted their comment and the company spent the next week trying to pretend like that didn't happen and walk that back. You can't walk that back, just by the way. There's no way to walk that back. I think discovery in that case is going to be very fascinating. Clearly, this is not about supply and demand or seat availability or any of that. If company itself comes out and someone from the company tells you, clear your browser, clear your cookies and your cash, and people are testing this out. I've seen other videos where people go to like a local library and try to book flights. Because if you aren't tied to your data anymore, you get a better deal. This recent social media reply was simply a mistake from an individual customer service crew member. The steps the crew member suggested would not have changed the airfare. Okay. All right, sure. Good luck with that lawsuit. But other companies have been called out for similar practices. I mean, Uber has been accused of using phone battery to determine how much a person's willing to pay on the idea that if their battery's lower, they might be willing to pay a little bit more. And Uber, of course, claims that's absolutely not happening at all, despite the fact that their former head of economic research came out in 2016 in an interview with NPR and stated that the company found that people with lower battery levels were willing to pay more for surge pricing. Somebody who worked as the head of economic research for that company has said they have studied that exact scenario, but of course they're not doing that, so you shouldn't worry about it, even though they absolutely know that that is something people are willing to do. So if Uber wasn't doing that, why does Uber need access in their app to your phone's battery percentage? Why do they even need that information? If they're not using it for anything, why does the Uber app have access to it? And I don't know if you've seen any Uber commercials lately. They come on my TV all the time when I watch any kind of YouTube video. And they're creepy now. They actually are just creepy. They're based on fear. They have these ones that are about the female-only drivers, how women can get women to drive them. And it's about being a woman alone at night and being scared and needing to get a woman to drive you somewhere because you're afraid. It's based on fear. Like, it's just increasingly psychologically manipulative. They're obviously using a very psychological, fear-based thing to try and sell their platform's services. Just trust them. Just trust all of these people. Just trust that all of this is in good faith, because we live in such a high trust society, and we should just trust all of these corporations love us and have nothing but our best interests at heart. Because if anything, the last 6 years has really proven to us how true that is. they're putting up flock cameras everywhere, which are basically just scanning you and filming you everywhere you go. That's another data point where you went all day long. And it isn't just the flock cameras. The flock cameras are integrated with something called Signal Trace, which gives you an electronic fingerprint based upon sensors that are capturing publicly broadcasted radio frequencies from Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, RFID, and other consumer electronics that are in your car. Anything that's connected to these. So smartphones, smartwatches, fitness trackers, laptops, Bluetooth headphones, anything that's emitting a signal out of the car. So there's an electronic footprint of you everywhere that you're going. And they're putting them up in places like Lowe's and Home Depot parking lots, all over the parking lot. You know, every time I hear about one of these things, I think, well, there's another place I'm not going to go. Because at some point, you have to draw the line somewhere. And we're talking about a system that wants to film you and record you and track you and trace you from the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to bed at night and every single time you leave your house, everywhere you go.
Right. Let's see which one of us can touch his toes.
One, two.
Putting you in an open-air prison, quote-unquote, for your safety.
Furthermore, it recognizes repeated behaviors of prisoners.
And I just wonder how long it's going to be until people start actually boycotting this, or if they're just going to walk off into it. They're rolling out AI shopping carts now.
Grocery stores all across America are starting to roll out these brand new AI shopping carts. And one thing is for sure, it's not just AI. It's got cameras all over it, and it's watching every single thing that you do in the grocery store.
They're going to be transitioning, which they've already started in Kroger's, ShopRite, some Aldi's throughout the country. They're going to be changing and transitioning completely into AI grocery carts, meaning they're going to be scanning your face, watching everything you do.
Sign in with your exclusive shopping pass, and then you have cameras in the front, the back, and the side. So this thing basically knows every aisle you walk down, every single item you pick up. And it's also keeping track of your trends because it's recording every single thing that you do inside of a supermarket.
Which are covered in cameras. So the entire time you're at the store, you get to be filmed. And every time you put a food item into the cart, it makes a ding noise.
Have you guys seen this yet? It's a shopping cart where you just scan it in the shopping cart.
Let's try it.
So it's training you like Pavlov's dog to get excited. Every time you put a little thing in, you get a little ding. And people, there's videos of people putting this out on social media, acting like they're really excited about that ding noise. And it's like you are being trained like a dog to buy more, actually. But it's not just doing that. It's actually feeding you coupons and things based upon your shopping history, based upon all kinds of things. According to some reports I've seen, it can be based upon like things you watched on Netflix.
They're going to hold your information for X amount of time, your what you look like, your face, and it's going to recognize you when you sign back in. If you look on the left side of the cart, there's a payment computer where you tap your card. And so all your information is going to be stored, and it's going to remember what you like to purchase after X amount of shops. Therefore, let's say you like to buy ice cream a lot, it's going to increase that price on that certain ice cream just because it knows that you like it. And you're not going to know the prices because they're not going to be on the aisles. They're going to be on the computer screen in front of you.
All kinds of data is being used to gather and create this psychological footprint of your behavior.
They are essentially turning the grocery store into a high-tech surveillance zone where you never have to speak to a single human being. They always try to frame it as seamless and efficient, but if you follow the money, you'll see it's about cutting labor costs and gathering even more data on your habits. This is the difference between a community hub where you know your grocer and a dystopian Amazon warehouse where you're just a data point.
You already have cameras on you in the parking lot, and you have cameras on you when you walk in the store. But now you're going to have cameras on you from an AI grocery cart. Like, how does that work? Are you going to look like, is it the up-the-nose shot from Blair Witch Project?
Talking directly into the camera, Harvard adds to the fear.
Who wants that? I can't even think of someone narcissistic enough to want to be taped every single time they leave their house and the whole time they're grocery shopping, everything they're saying and doing, every conversation they're having with their loved ones or friends, every single thing, every moment. I can't think of anyone like that. This isn't the Real World MTV.
The Real World show that picks six people and
I want to be on the show. I am so excited.
And one nosy camera.
This is the true story.
Which was lame and also probably propaganda to push on us 90s kids so they could get people used to this idea. And it does go to a future where they could decide if people are allowed to eat certain things. They could just make it so impossibly expensive or determine how many times you had it and whether or not you're going to have any more of it. That's going to be easy to do with this. That's going to be so easy to do. You can see how the entire prison is being constructed around everyone to live in a world where you are constantly being tracked and traced and monitored and all of your data is being used in a way that is weaponized against you.
Every single thing is going to be converted into AI in just a matter of months. This is wild. I mean, I don't like the idea of being on camera 24/7 with everything that we do. That's the problem I'm having. There's no privacy. You drive to the grocery store, you're going to, on new 2027 car models and up, all of it's going to be AI controlled. You have your flock cameras that are going to be knowing exactly where you are, at what time, what speed, what distance, every single thing that you're doing. Now you get out of the car driving to the grocery store, you're immediately watched on cameras. You get inside, you have to sign in on your grocery cart immediately on camera. I mean, it's just, do you see what I'm saying here? The control, it's getting out of hand.
And people are saying they're also reading your emotions from your biometric data that's being collected in the store, which probably sounds nuts, but recall, they were awarded a patent back in 2016 detecting customer dissatisfaction using biometric data, where they talk all about using a video feed of a customer, which may estimate a level of agitation or annoyance. That was one example. And that they may also gather things such as your heart rate and blood pressure and the like. It says methods and systems for extracting biometric data from video are known in the art and will not be described here. But it does have this cute little graphic of people with shopping carts having cameras pointed at their face. And the thing of it is the people that are involved that are at least being halfway honest about what's going on here, which is not that many people, are coming out and saying that this future is going to be about direct behavior modification. So before, money was used to modify everyone's behavior. Now it's just going to be direct behavior modification. This is Jerome Lanier. He's the father of VR, at least that's what he's known as.
I think the issues with algorithmic behavior modification might be modified by capitalism, certainly, or they're part of a very financialized recent version of capitalism. But the issue is that within the ideology of Silicon Valley and the tech companies, money is about to go away anyway. Like, I mean, if you talk to the people who run the companies, a lot of them feel that capitalism is about to be gone because we're going to move to a new era of direct behavior modification as a form of power, and money will go away and all of that will go away. If you look at the prospectus for investors in OpenAI, it says you should expect to lose your money because we'll probably make money become irrelevant by doing what we do. Elon Musk has said money's about to become irrelevant, and many others. I mean, that's a very common viewpoint. So it's not real. Capitalism isn't really part of the central problem. So I find the term surveillance capitalism to be a little confusing. It's not that I really disagree with Shoshana in any particular detail, though.
He was interviewed recently, and the title of the video is "They're Creating a Future Nobody Wants."
We're moving away from an era where making money or selling is the primary thing, and we're moving to an era of direct behavioral modification instead of doing it indirectly through money. And that's a very important thing to understand.
And it's being rolled out in places where people go to buy food, something you have to have to live. I think this is why they spent so much time getting people used to having their behavior modified in the grocery stores during COVID. They wanted people to get used to accepting this kind of control. As if we should just accept a world where entities are directly behavior modifying us, so that's just somehow okay. Emperors and kings of old wished they had this level of power. We've never seen anything to this level before. To be able to gang stalk and psychologically manipulate and control people to this degree. Nobody should accept this. This is insane.
I was talking before about how little we know about the human brain, but one thing we do know is that the human brain is kind of wired to be very deeply moved by certain kinds of things. Certain kinds of things scare us. Certain kinds of things attract us. We are socially cognitive creatures, as well as being individually cognitive. And so the thing is that that's so powerful, and a network of digital devices that can put people in feedback loops based on how they behave can activate all those things. And so that creates a direct form of power that's not really about selling. So yeah, selling matters, money matters. And certainly the digital networks have accumulated more centralized money more quickly than any other time in history. But that's not actually the main thing going on. And it's important not to be distracted by the fact that the richest people in the world are the people attached to digital networks. The important thing to notice is how behavior modification no longer needs money as an intermediary. That's really the most important thing.
So they're creating a future no one wants to live in. However they decide to spin this, the whole system is designed to be invisible and running in the background and lording control over you in subtle ways that you're not privy to how those decisions are being made or even who's making them. But name me one person who's just a stellar example of optimized behavior modification, and that person is the goal for everyone else's transcendence into whatever this is. Show me one person who's selling these technologies and products and pushing this so hard on everyone, and that person just seems like they've really got it all together. There's not a single person. Some of these people who are in control of these systems seem to be about the most unhappy people I've ever seen. Their physical existence looks like pain, and yet somehow they're going to make everyone better. We're going to all be transhumanized into better versions of ourselves through this total and utter subjugation to machines and algorithms and AI, to this digital god they're trying to build. And it's wannabe omnipotence and omnipresence, which they themselves will not be subjected to. The architects of this, they're not going to subject themselves to their own servitude of their own system. Just everyone else. So they don't have to live this way. They're just going to make everyone else do it. There's so much wrong with everything I just said. I don't even feel like talking about it anymore. It's just so obviously wrong on every conceivable level. In no world, even if you were somebody who believed in technocracy, the experts are going to run everything. Who's the expert? By whose determination is that person the expert? What makes them the expert that they should laud this level of power and control over people? Do we have anybody that should be in that position? Can we put anyone on a pedestal of that type and say, this is good, and this is okay, and this is justifiable in any kind of way? Every single aspect of this society is set up to exploit everyone. It's all based on psychological manipulation, behavior modification, and exploitation. Coming from corrupt, greedy systems.
Can you technically kind of put guardrails in, write a kind of constitution for an AI system? Would that work?
If you look at the progress from GPT-3 to GPT-4 about how well it can align itself to a set of values, we've made massive progress there. Now, there's a harder question than the technical one, which is who gets to decide what those values are?
No, I'm sorry. I haven't seen one single person that's like evidence of the proof of this behavior modification efficiency optimization experiment going well.
I keep hearing everybody talk about what's going on in Walmart and with the digital, and they're like, recognizes your emotions, and if you're like excited to get something, like the price goes higher. So I'm going to test it out, and I'm going to buy dog treats, which are, you know, $39 for the bucket of them. But if they're going to test my emotions, like, I got to get it right.
And now we're going to all be in this control grid together that's going to determine whether or not you're allowed to have a decent price on your milk today or not. Maybe you had too much milk. Maybe they've decided you're too fat to have milk. Who knows? Whatever they decide. And there will be no control over any of that. And you won't even know how that's being calculated behind the scenes. I don't know who this future is for or why anybody would want to live in it. It sounds like the Matrix pod. And even all of the data coming out about how many people are using AI, you can't even trust that because they're forcing it into everything. So it makes it seem like a lot of people are adopting it in the data, but they're being forced to use it at their jobs or they don't get a job and then they can't afford to feed their families and pay their bills.
This is the part the industry doesn't really want to hear. Much of this usage is not voluntary. People are using AI because it's been embedded into tools they already depend on, their search engines, their email, their workplace software. They're using it because their bosses mandate it. Gen Z adults, ages 18 to 29, are the most hostile to AI of any age group. 48% believe it will have a negative impact on society, and yet they are also the generation that uses AI the most at 66%. They're using it more than anyone and hating it more than anyone. It is a beautifully toxic relationship. Gen Z is the most digitally literate generation in human history. They understand this technology better than any previous cohort understood the technologies that shaped their era. They know exactly what they're rejecting. This is informed contempt. AI is being shoved down people's throats, whether they want it or not. Management wants it touching that little dangly thing right at the back of their throats until employees are gagging on mandatory adoption they never consented to. That is coerced adoption, not really organic demand.
So they're being forced to use something. So even the data collection itself of how many people are actually using this stuff is rapey. It's rape data. You know, they're trying to force these AI assistants into all the search bars now so that you can't even search for something by yourself. You have an AI there that's guiding and directing everything and determining what you're allowed to see and not see and all this kind of stuff in a way that's taking away even the most basic aspects of your free will in those situations. Because I don't think that thing understands what free will is. I think the point of it is to quash it, actually, altogether. It's just so dystopian. This is being used for great evil. If you think it's crazy to say that, listen to this that came out of the mouth of Alex Karpa Palantir over there.
There's places you would use certain models, but not others. How do you bring that back to your corpus of truth to understand in a lethal context who dies and who doesn't? And you have very similar use cases in underwriting and in healthcare.
You mean like computers deciding whether or not you get treatment or not that could save your life?
He's referring to an AI deciding who gets treatment and who doesn't. Insurance providers are using AI to assess you and provide you with some type of policy, but they're also using AI to set the price. And then when you actually need care and you go to use the insurance you've been paying for, they use another AI to effectively determine if it's medically necessary, whether they will approve your claim or not. And according to multiple lawsuits and investigations, these AIs are designed to do one thing: deny as much as possible.
How about lawsuits that are being filed when AI is used to maximize rental prices? How about that? Because that's been happening too. The society that we have, which appears to be based upon greed, corruption, and organized crime, is just being maximized to the most efficient abilities to be corrupt and greedy and do organized crime. And all it does is, again, turn people into food for machines.
The Matrix is a computer-generated dream world built to keep us under control in order to change a human being into this.
I'm getting to a point where I don't know what to say anymore. This is wrong, and no one should actually want to participate in this. We're coming up on the 250th anniversary of this country, and the truth here is America as we have known it is 100% incompatible with this technology as it is being deployed and used against everyone. You cannot have a Bill of Rights. You cannot have a Fourth Amendment. You can't have organized dissent. The basic framework of what is supposed to make America America is no longer possible under this level of tyranny. It simply will not be possible anymore. If this gets fully implemented, this is the end of America. Everything about this society has become inverted and parasitical. Our entire society is a death cult, and I'm not sure why anyone would want to participate in it anymore. If we don't start saying no and refusing to go along with some of this stuff, it's just going to keep getting worse. And I just don't know at what point people are going to start saying no. I don't think people realize the power of boycotting anymore. They should. I mean, the country was founded on boycotting. That's how this country started. I mean, even when people got mad about the stupid Cracker Barrel logo, they changed it back. If you can protest Bud Light because you don't like the spokesperson and get the freaking company to change on that, what about some of this stuff that's actually going to start becoming detrimental to people's life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness? What about that? What about the stuff that's actually going to make our lives into a Philip K. Dick novel and we're all living in Minority Report? Like, what about that? What about living in a surveillance state that is constantly trying to modify and control your behavior all of the time? What about that? Because that's a lot worse than a logo, okay? Do people realize where this is headed? Because I feel like I've been saying the same thing for 15 years, and I don't know how many different ways I can dress up this pig. Like, it's still the same sloppy-ass, nasty pig it's been the whole time. And we've seen it coming the whole time, and now it's actually here, and they're implementing it. I get that everyone's tired, but if enough people get mad enough and just don't do it, this stuff would stop. It would, but you'd have to actually stop doing it. And everyone's been so programmed to just automatically go along with all this stuff. But if we all just stop participating in our own enslavement, then it'd be a lot harder to enslave us all.
I would like to solve the puzzle.
I would like to solve the puzzle.
I would like to solve the puzzle.